In our series Hive Mind, listeners ask questions about different topics, and KUER reporters try to answer them. This week, you asked, how many of those new apartment complexes in Salt Lake City are affordable? KUER reporter Whitney Evans searches for the answers.
New apartments are cropping up everywhere in Salt Lake City. It has a lot to do with good employment numbers, population growth, and low interest rates.
A lot of what you see is affordable or has an affordable component to it.
Claudia O'Grady is with Utah Housing Corporation, which finances new projects that use low-income housing tax credits.
But the fact is that this is a good market for market-rate housing developers, and they're taking advantage of that.
O'Grady recently caught a glimpse of what some new units are going for downtown when a developer approached her to see if he could help with the affordable housing crunch.
So he had just finished a large development downtown. He called me and said, why don't you come down and see what I do? I'd love to show you. And he had two-bedroom, two-bathroom units that were renting for $5,200.
What?
Yes. I didn't even know how to respond to that. I couldn't even imagine who was living there.
Market rate projects are outpacing affordable ones by a good stretch. But O'Grady says UHC has many affordable projects in the pipeline. A new development downtown has about 300 units with one-bedroom apartments that go to qualifying renters for about $850 a month. Another new project, just west of the state capitol, has 79 income-restricted units. And the new Granary Place Apartments in the Central 9th neighborhood has 134 units for residents who make up to about $34,000 a year. Salt Lake City officials are working to create 1,000 affordable units, but studies show the city needs far more. O'Grady says making rent is no longer just a problem for the city's poorest residents.
We need housing at 60% of area median income. We need housing at 80% of area median income. Those are not incomes that are high enough to rent a market rate apartment downtown these days. Those rents, they've never been higher.
She says developers are actually clamoring to help with the problem, but money to subsidize those projects is limited. Whitney Evans, KUER News.